Sometimes I say I'm going to talk about something exciting, and it's just not. Mm. I've pretty much lied to our listeners. But I think this is exciting. Recently, we celebrated our five-year anniversary of doing the podcast by releasing a vinyl album.
So cool.
And it has really cool artwork, and it was fun to make. And it's called Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, Quinquennial Celebration Vinyl. And the reason I'm bringing this up is we released it not that long ago, and it immediately sold out.
Mm.
And so we've decided to make a second pressing. It's a limited edition vinyl album, and it's, of course, presented, curated by myself, Sona, and Matt in celebration of our podcast's fifth anniversary.
We curated it.
Yeah, and this one, the vinyl, is orange. Mm. This is a limited edition orange. So let's just say I'm going to flash forward like 15, 20 years, maybe 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the listener right now has one of these and goes in and says, hey, I've got this Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend fifth celebration vinyl. And the old guy, maybe it's one of those shows like Antique Roadshow or whatever,
mm-hmm.
Pawn Stars. And they say, oh, yeah, that album, yeah, that was quite a podcast back in the day. One of the big ones. And I was like, yeah. So anyway, I've got that. And so I'm guessing you just got the old regular vinyl, black vinyl. Well, actually, no, sir. My grandfather bought this because he was a Conan fan. I've since listened. I don't get it. But anyway, it's this. And he pulls out, and the guy's going to go, gosh, darn. It's orange. You got an orange one. You got an orange quinquennial. And then he's going to start shouting. Alarms will go off. We got an orange quinquennial. A Conan orange quinquennial. And he's going to say, like, do you have any idea what this is worth? Well, actually, I really don't. I just, you know, it's not important to me. I don't value material things. $500 million.
No way.
Yes, in this scenario in my mind, it's $500 million. But of course, this is about 80 years in the future, where that's like a month's rent.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Also, this is the largest printing we've done, and it's the second, so the first printing was less.
Yeah, you were shitting on the black one, but the black one is more valuable because there was only a limited quantity.
Okay.
This one's a special color.
Let me try it again.
Yeah.
You probably got that crappy orange one.
No.
No? That's too
far? Don't shit on the orange, because that's
still
what
need
we're
to sell
trying
those.
To...
Okay, okay. Yeah. How about this? Well, if you got the orange one, that's going to be worth a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
But if you got the initial black pressing, well, that'd be worth even more. Is that right?
Yeah.
But also in this scenario, originally you said, 15 years in the future.
I kept adding more time.
You changed it to 80.
No, I want it to be 80. I want it to be more like 100.
Okay.
Is it like post-apocalyptic?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's going to go, here come the Robotrons. Let's get out of here. Let's put on your exosuit and go. Humans detect it. Humans detect it.
Is that an orange Conan O'Brien vinyl?
Or the more, slightly more precious black. Beep, 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 beep. I will return this to the head of the Robotrons, a longtime collector of vinyl. So yeah, it's the future.
Well, we have a little treat here today, though. Just a taste.
This is a taste. Because boy, you must be thirsting for some Conan stupidity right now. This is a taste of, you know, because we don't play the vinyl, because then you could record it yourself and you wouldn't need us and we couldn't exploit you. So here's a taste of an old-timey ad we recorded exclusively for the vinyl, never heard before by non-vinyl owners.
And you can get your vinyl at podswag.com/Conan.
Yeah, podswag.com/Conan. Give a listen. Are you afraid of that 1917 flu that's going around? If so, you want Doc Palmer's asbestos face mask. Asbestos, the new miracle cloth that's been proven
to destroy all infectious vapors. Yes, of course, many people say that asbestos has not been tested for long-term health effects, but take it from old Doc Palmer. Asbestos is the best cloth to have wrapped around your mouth. Available at any five and dime in your vicinity. Just jump on the old large-wheeled bicycle, wax up your stash, and get down to Doc Palmer's.
Hi, Doc Palmer.
Oh, hello there. What you wish?
It's Johnny Youngblood here. Just wondering if your Doc Palmer face masks are safe for kids.
Of course they're safe. There's nothing safer to put around your mouth than asbestos.
Thanks, Doc Palmer.
That cough is probably not related to the mask. Everyone in this era is sickly. Get one now. One for a dime. Two for three pennies. It doesn't make sense, but that's the way things were at the end of the First World War. Wait a minute. How do I know there's going to be two? That's strange. Well, so it goes. Toodly doodly doozy. Use code Conan on your computerizing machine. The machine will be invented in about 80 years. Until then, try it on an abacus, you motherfucker!